You can find power in His Word by Kay Arthur, read by Ellie Johnson. For the Word of God is alive and active, Hebrews 4:12. How would your life change if you committed to meeting with God every day? The writer of Hebrews tells us the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart, Hebrews 4:12. God's Word is power. God watches over His Word to see that His will is accomplished, Jeremiah 1:12. His Word is His plan, and His plan is something He makes happen. And so He promises, "So will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it." Isaiah 55:11. God's Word never fails. The writer of Hebrews says the Word is active. In other words, it has energy and power. According to 2 Timothy 3:16, God's words are God-breathed, not inspired, meaning some kind of vague power or ghost breathed into man's pre-existing words, but literally breathed or spirited out of the mouth of God. So as 2 Peter 1:21 tells us, these words did not originate in the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. The Word sanctifies, purifies, cleanses, profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequately equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. No wonder the apostles gave themselves to undistracted prayer and the Word of God, Acts 6:4. Take time this month to read Psalm 119 and mark every occurrence of the word Word and its synonyms. You'll see the truth, power, life, and treasure aspects of God's Word shine forth. It's a lamp for our feet, a restraint on our sin, a sustainer, a comforter, a reviver. It's wisdom in our mouth for answering those who reproach us. Just think, beloved, what would happen if we breathed the Word, lived it, and proclaimed it when we were jostled, stabbed, or shot at by the world? It would make a lasting difference. Do you believe the Word of God is living and active?
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.